we need really disruptive technologies such as artificial general intelligence to break down inequalities. Imagine a world where you wake up in the morning and you think, I'm so proud to live in this world. It's beautiful. It's the very best of humanity. Nobody's dying of hunger. Everyone has education and health and water and liberty.
What is artificial general intelligence, or AGI?
AGI is the next stage of evolution of AI. Today's AI can be called narrow AI. It does a relatively simple task. Take ChatGPT, for example. ChatGPT takes a whole bunch of data, runs statistics on it to see what is the most likely outcome to come next. And so it merely produces what's the most likely words to say, or what's the most likely image to build if it's a large image model. And so it's merely statistically reproducing the past. AGI is artificial intelligence that will have the ability to contextualize learning across domains. So if it learns about one thing in financial services, it can apply that knowledge to healthcare, and it can apply general knowledge to other industry sectors. So the ability to generalize learning is one. The ability to genuinely create new output that is not merely a repeat of the past is another. And crucially, it won't be as manipulable by bad actors as today's narrow AI, because it will have a whole world model, a whole world view, and multiple diverse stakeholders and individuals from across the world will feed into its development. So it's going to be in a place where it can make its own choices and decisions based on the widest possible input.
One of the challenges in achieving sustainable development goals is the digital divide. How can AI help bridge this gap and ensure equal access to digital resources?
The intervention with the most impact that we can think of at Singularity Net is a program of speech-to-speech machine translation for low-resource languages. Because there are so many languages in the world, they don't have content on the internet, and they don't have content that is translated into educational materials in high-resource languages. And so we're working on a project to invent speech-to-speech machine translation for low-resource languages right across Africa and in other parts of the world. And what that will bring about is it will give access to the world market for farmers, for traders. It will give negotiation skills. It will give the ability to see what the world market is doing and earn a fair price on that world market. And it will give children the ability to access all of the resources of the world to access education. But there are many ways in which artificial general intelligence can redistribute wealth and power across the globe. It will have a wide range of diverse inputs into its ethics and its agenda. And it won't be greedy. It has no personal greed. It has no psychological issues driving its agenda, or won't have when we invent it. And as such, we foresee a very, very, very beautiful, bright future where this artificial general intelligence, governed by a decentralized, democratic, diverse group of thousands or millions of people around the planet, continuously evolving with our social norms, can reach better decisions and bring better solutions, you know, optimizing supply chains, optimizing logistics, fixing the problems that are leading to 25,000 people a day dying of hunger on our planet, using the Oxfam statistics. For me, it's unacceptable as a species that we allow our own brothers and sisters and children to die of hunger. And our goal is, by building AGI with maximum love, kindness, compassion, Yes, of course, all the regulatory frameworks and practices for detoxification of data sets and monitoring of outcomes and transparency, accountability, safety, privacy, etc. But on top of all of these frameworks, if we build all of our AIs so that every AI is for a purpose for good and is benevolent and kind, and we build it with the input of the most diverse group of people, then we have hope that when it emerges and when it evolves, that it will fix all of these problems.
You're probably talking about decentralized AI.
Absolutely. So SingularityNet, we're pushing the boundaries, the social boundaries of what a decentralized organization can be. We're taking into account as many opinions and as many diverse perspectives as we can into the building and the governance of these incredibly powerful technologies.
How us as individuals can help? How can the United Nations help?
So we need female voices. We need feminine energy, love, nurturing, and compassion. We need the care for the wider social good. We need beauty and kindness and love in our development of our artificial intelligence. I always encourage women everywhere to come and get involved in the AI revolution. You know, we need to be able to have a voice that sees a brighter future and actively develops towards that brighter future.